أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the revelation of this Quran, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, their background, that no Nabi had come to them, and for whom ghafilun, they had been plunged into unawareness, into negligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further describes their quality and their condition. And at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also gives us an understanding of the kind of mission that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have to undertake in Makkah Mukarramah. Allah says, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly, the word had been established. In other words, the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had been established upon most of them. فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, that they shall not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or in the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or in this Quran or in akhirat. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a glimpse of the kind of mission that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to go into, that here is an entire community, but most of them will not bring iman. It's like saying to a teacher that you go into this class and you teach, but definitely by some means the principal knows that most of those learners are going to fail. Now it makes the task all the more difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that that was the condition in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone into. And at the end of the entire exercise, we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had achieved the greatest of all results, that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared a group of Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, who were not only the best worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were not only those that had the best iman, the iman that Allah had made criteria of iman till the day of Qiyamah. Not only were they the best of human beings, not only were they the best people who understood the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only were they the best insofar as the fikr and the concern for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but together with that, each and every sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made a leader. And each and every sahabi was made such a person that Allah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certified that whomsoever from amongst them you follow, you will be guided. Now that is the kind of mission that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the type of results that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had produced. And this shows the great achievement of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the kind of personality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and the kind of fikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had applied when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had approached this community of Makkah Mukarramah. But on the other hand, we will find that here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the kind of heart that these people had had. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not just made any decision that He is not going to give them hidayat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to them Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all the Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam. Allah ta'ala had sent to them the Quran, the best of all the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, that when they had strayed, when they had become crooked, when they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was when they had turned away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had then made their hearts also crooked. Allah had made their hearts deviated, and they deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah, from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from this Qur'an of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the advices of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints a shaitan upon them, and that shaitan obviously becomes the bosom friend, and then he deviates them from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first form of crookedness comes from them. They had all the opportunities of looking at the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening to this beautiful Quran. But what can a person do when one listens to this Quran with a heart that is closed, a heart that is sealed? Then obviously there is nothing that is going to go into it. It is like a person that has a room that has beautiful windows, sufficient light, but he locks the door and then he begins to paint those windows and the room becomes dark. When the room becomes dark, he cannot blame anyone else for living in darkness but himself. And this heart of ours is like that. This heart of ours attracts that rahmah and that hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person closes the windows of this heart, seals the door of this heart, and a person then remains in darkness of kufr and dhulam and shirk and nifaq and hypocrisy and jahalat and ignorance, then that person is the only one to be blamed. So here at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached this community upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that most of them will not bring iman, but those that had brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the best of human beings after the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.